Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, our beloved listener. I hope you are having fun flowing in the divine river of love, joy, peace, and compassion wherever you are, whatever you are doing, and just having a blast taking advantage of your birthright and of our free subscription, which is readily available to us 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, to just have fun and enjoy being the best that we can be in order to take care of ourselves, to serve ourselves with the most organic, most amazing, most highly charged energy that our body requires, our thought requires, our emotion requires in order for us to be effective. And you know, you have access to that. And it is genetically built into every one of us to do it, to keep ourselves charged up, to keep ourselves energized, to be an active participant in our life, being present in the moment and enjoying our life the most possible way that helps us to stay as charged up as possible and enjoy it. Enjoy our life. Enjoy whatever we are doing. And in order to gain access to our birthright, to our free subscription, to such a state of constantly being charged up, finding the golden nugget in experience, reprogramming our view to our life in such a way that keeps us proactive, keeps us active, keeps us objective, and we keep on going and going and learning what we are meant to learn from every experience as it arises. And of course, we are all going to have different experiences. That's given. Not a two person would have the same experience, just like not a two person has the same fingerprint. And that's the beauty of being in the divine. We are all life. We have life imprinted within every one of us at the cellular level, which means the imprint of life is really down at the cellular level, and also that imprint exists in every emotion we experience, every thought that crosses our mind, crosses our brain, exists for every one of us energetically, as it also exists for every one of us physically. Because, as you know, mass transforms to energy and energy transforms to mass based on the Einstein theory, E equals mc squared And some may say, oh yeah, it requires the square of the power of the light. Yes, that is absolutely true. And we are light. We are beings of light. And it's very important to acknowledge the fact that the more on daily basis we are of the love for ourselves, are of the joy for ourselves, are of the peace for ourselves, are of the compassion for ourselves, we learn how to reprogram our thought, our emotion, the most objective way and guide our thought, our emotions, then we can improve our access to this state of being present in love, joy, peace, and compassion more often throughout the day and keep on serving ourselves with it. The reason that we need to serve ourselves with it first and saturate ourselves with it first is so we are merged into it that we no longer can establish a distinction between me and me being present in that state of love, joy, peace, and compassion. Why is that important? Can we live our life without being in that state? Absolutely, we can do that. Is it better? Is it easier for us to be present in that state? Absolutely it is, because it keeps us charged up. We welcome challenges instead of running away from them. Because when a challenge arises, whether we choose to face up to it or run away from it, guess what? We still have to deal with it. Sooner or later, we have to bite the dust and deal with the challenge. So we may as well accept it as it happens, go head on straight to work with it, to deal with it, instead of lingering and limping along. And of course, as we serve ourselves more and more and keep ourselves charged up more and more, then instead of absorbing the energy of the environment, which means the earth, the loved ones, the pets, the animals around us, the plants around us, we become like a beacon of light, a self-generating flashlight, that it actually emits light to the environment, enabling other beings living alongside with us on Earth, like plants that we covered them in our last podcast. And it's beautiful, beautiful. Imagine if plants didn't exist on Earth, how could we exist? Life would be so different without plants. So we need to love them, because every day we are using them in many situations, many cases. I'm not just talking about eating, I'm also talking about all the products that we have, that we use on a daily basis, which are based on the life of the plants. So we need to love ourselves, serve ourselves, and also learn how to love and serve the plants in our surroundings. And much goodness comes out of it when we do that. The second earth chakra, earth energy point, just like human chakra, is the animal kingdom. And it's just, the animal kingdom is just an amazing world in our surrounding, in our environment. You may think, oh, you know, I don't have that many animals around me. Of course, some of us may have a pet, so we got to consider them. As much as we love them and we care for them, just like you and I are members of animal kingdom. They can be dog or cat or birds or other types, reptiles. We humans have much interest in serving the animal kingdom and also using many of their products for our living. If nothing else, we, the cow, the pork, I mean the pig, the cow, the chicken, the turkey, and many other animals, or we get many products from animals, like the egg from the chicken or the duck, and the list is a very long one. And it's very important to recognize that every time as we have some kind of contact with the animal kingdom, which is daily, especially if some of us have pets, then naturally we are having contact with them on a daily basis. We have the opportunity to use our exposure to the animal kingdom as a triggering point to ask for love, joy, peace, and compassion for ourselves as well as that particular pet or that particular animal. Or even maybe we are nourishing ourselves. There are food on the table. And we can still send them our blessings. We can still ask for healing energy for them as we are eating them for our well-being, to stay healthy, to live. And it's so important to acknowledge the fact that just like plant kingdom, the animal kingdom being the second chakra of the earth, which is a very important one as well, we have a deep relation between us and animal kingdom. And what's interesting is quite often when people contact me for healing work and we start the healing session, I ask them essentially, well, I'm just going to ask for healing energy, for love, joy, peace, and compassion for some of your organs on your behalf, establishing a three-point healing system where I am asking for healing, for love, joy, peace, and compassion on behalf of a person who is calling me on the phone, and try to energize certain organs which are under pressure, or essentially take certain organs to the gym to further develop them through the energy healing process. And then I also ask the person, as I ask for healing energy, as I ask for love, joy, peace, and compassion for some of your organs which are under pressure, will you also ask for love, joy, peace, and compassion for your organs as well? Because I'm doing it for you, then you're doing it for yourself. That, you know, strengthen the whole process. And you can do it based on your individual connection to the divine and trusting your connection to the divine, that it is a strong connection. And then they ask me, oh, how do I do that? So I always ask, say, do you happen to have a pet? Say, yes. I say, well, if you come home and your pet runs to the door and greets you, how do you express love to them? I say, oh, that's easy. I know how to do that. I say, okay, great. Now, do you mind doing it same way to yourself, to your own organ, to your own thought, to your own emotion? And quite often people kind of freeze at this point. Say, you mean I can ask for love for myself? I can ask for love for my organ? I say, absolutely, yes. The same way that you hug your pet, you have a love talk with them, quite often baby talk with them, the same way that you treat them with so much open heart. And quite often truly show your feelings from the bottom of your heart to your pet. I want you to do the same thing for yourself. And I said, now, do you mind telling me how you express your love to your pet? I said, oh, yeah. And he said, oh, I love you, baby. I love you so much. And I'm going to hold you and hug you. And I'm going to pet you. And I really enjoy hanging out with you. And blah, blah, blah. I said, okay, great. Now, do it for yourself. And all of a sudden, the tone of voice changes. As if there is a shift happens. It's like going from the heart that truly knows how to express love, that unconditional love, all of a sudden the person goes into their head and that loving tone disappears from the voice. And the voice, the tone of the voice gets more of a logical approach. And so after they said that, I said, but is that how you express love to your pet? And the person on the other side of the call says, oh no, I don't do it this way. I say, okay, then why did you do it this way to yourself? Then we always have a laugh about it. They realize that they are being challenged to express the same love that we can express to our pets, to our organs, to our life, to our thought, to our emotion. Well, we can do a test. If you happen to have a pet, whether the pet happened to be with you or not, You can either call them, see how lovingly you call them, or start having a love conversation with them and see how your tone of voice is so loving, so calming, so soothing. Turn around, and if you happen to have a challenge in your body, like you know one of your organs requires your attention, your love, like lower back, middle back, neck area. That's a very common one. A lot of us, because of our lifestyle, we may have back pain somewhere in our back, either middle, upper, or lower. Or if you have to have upset stomach. Another one, which is common, is, you know, challenges in the digestive system. Or if there is a part of your body that you really dislike, you can pick any of those subjects and try to have a love conversation with that part of your body. The same way that you carried a love conversation, you showed your emotions, you showed your love, your feeling, your pet, and see how that is different than when you try to express the same or the similar feelings towards one of your internal organs, towards one of your thoughts, towards one of your emotions. So try it and see the difference for yourself. Experience the difference for yourself. So you kind of notice that it's much easier for us to express love to our pets than expressing that love to our organs, to our thought, to our emotions. And we can use that as a baseline, that ideally, if I can express love to myself the same way that I express love to my pet or to an animal, or to something that I like, which is external, or to something that I love that is external, then I am being as fair to myself, to my organs, to my thought, to my emotions, as I am to my plants. And of course, you can always use that love that you have, that care that you have for your pet, and use that as a baseline the minute you see your pet, or the minute you're holding your pet, or the minute you are playing with your pet, or anything that you're doing with your pet. You can use that time, you can use those moments, you can use those hours as a triggering point to further expand yourself into a higher state of divine energy. And the way you can do it is by using your pet as a triggering point to ask for healing energy, to ask for love, joy, peace, and compassion. For animal kingdom in general, or a particular type of animal, or a particular family in the animal kingdom. For example, I may say, I ask for love, joy, peace, and compassion. I ask for healing energy for the animal kingdom on earth, or I can say for mammals on earth or marine life on earth, or I can be more specific, say I ask for healing energy for love, joy, peace, and compassion for the cats on earth or dogs on earth. So how general or how specific you like to be, that's totally your choice. But the point is that when we ask based on our unique connection to the divine for healing energy, for love, joy, peace, and compassion to serve ourselves, at that moment of despair that we are being reactive and we are totally draining ourselves with our thoughts, with our emotion, and at that moment we catch ourselves and say, okay, I've been upset for the last 10 minutes, for the last 10 hours, for the last 10 days, for the last 10 months, for the last 10 years, whatever time that may be, and set a commitment to yourself to keep yourself charged up, to keep yourself absorbed and merged and saturated with love, joy, peace, and compassion, to serve yourself as well as serving some other living being that lives on earth, then the divine opens up our access to a higher, expanded energy. Why does divine do that? First of all, because divine loves us. Because serving is highly recognized and admired in the divine. Now, whether we choose to serve ourselves or someone else, that's still serving. And since serving is highly recognized, when we try to serve ourselves as well as serving others, and we need access to more resources in order to do that. And divine recognizes that and provides us that access, enables us to have access. Now, if you agree, we can try this method. Just like the way we tried in our last podcast with the first earth chakra point, the plant kingdom, this time we can try it with the second earth chakra point, the animal kingdom. And I hope that as you try it, as you reprogram your intention to become more of a preventive intention in respect to our health, instead of being an intervening intention. Which is, intervention is always more costly, more expensive, more challenging, and sometimes the recovery point from the intervention requires a longer duration. Where when we do this as preventive measure, then we prolong our health. We prolong ourselves to stay healthy and to stay charged up and to stay energized. And that way, we are most charged up, most effective, dealing with our daily challenges as they arise. So the idea here is to keep ourselves charged up. And in one of our previous podcasts, we talked about walking on the edge of the cliff. In a real life, we don't do that. We don't constantly walk on the edge of the cliff on a very narrow string that is constantly a situation that if we make one wrong step, or if we make one small error, we fall off the cliff. Emotionally, mentally, quite often we do that. So the idea here is to keep on charging ourselves, keep on saturating ourselves, and step away from the edge of the cliff on the safe land where we are so far away from the edge of the cliff, and that edge of the cliff may be related to our state of work, our relation, our career opportunity, our financial situation, and so on and so forth. So it has unlimited number of applications, to be honest with you. It's just a question of when we choose to use our ability and our objectivity to just constantly keep ourselves merged into that state of love, joy, peace, and compassion. So let's try it. Let's see how you like asking for healing energy for yourself, as well as you also ask for healing energy, ask for love, joy, peace, and compassion for the animal kingdom. As we said earlier, in this case, if you happen to have a pet, you can use them as a catalyzer. You can use them as a way to ask for healing energy for animal kingdom through your pet, as you're also asking for love, joy, peace, and compassion for our organs. So we can saturate ourselves and allow that energy naturally overflow from us into our environment. And in this case, our pet and the animal kingdom benefit from that. Are you ready? I'm all ready for it. So wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ideally if you can put the phone or release your hand, free your hand. If you happen to be driving or you're doing something that you require to maintain your attention on what you're doing, that's perfectly okay too. Just make sure you keep your focus in the area that helps you to stay most safe. the opportunities. Therefore, you gently, lightly close your eyes and become aware of your breath. Let's slow down our breath as we are also breathing deeper and deeper. And also setting our intention that we are merging ourselves into the divine river of love, joy, peace, and compassion with every breath. Calm down the breath. Slow down the breath. As if every breath is our last breath, precious. We enjoy it. We feel it. We adore it. We enjoy being present in the moment. Being aware of your breath. And enjoying that breath. Now we can synchronize our intention with the divine intention. You may change these phrases as you wish, so they become most heartfelt for you. I set my intention to be the same and synchronized with the divine intention. God, I'm your child, living on earth, serving you and I. Please allow love, joy, peace and compassion gush through my heart, and I filter every thought, every emotion, and every physical challenge through the lens of love, joy, peace, and compassion. Now that we said it, it's time to practice it. Welcome every thought. Welcome every emotion. Welcome every physical challenge that you may be aware of it. Accept them with an open hand. And as we said earlier, filter them through love, joy, peace, and compassion. Instead of denying them, suppressing them, getting frustrated by them. The ones that are persistent and continuously arise are the ones which require our attention more. So let's give it to them. Let's give them our attention from the bottom of our heart. Again, if another thought arises, if another emotion arises, or the same thought, the same emotion, constantly repeating yourself, with every repetition of that thought, with that and that emotion, just be non-judgmental, be proactive, acknowledging the presence of that emotion, the presence of that thought, instead of being reactive to it, instead of intervening or get frustrated over it, just acknowledge its presence. For something to release, it needs to surface. So that thought is surfacing, that emotion is surfacing because it needs to release. Now, as we are saturating ourselves and merging ourselves deeper and deeper into that state of love, joy, peace, and compassion, based on our birthright, based on our free subscription to such a beautiful state, we also ask for healing energy for animal kingdom. We can pick any group of animals. If certain group really resonate with your heart, you can even ask for healing energy for your pet. If you don't want to, for a healing energy for love, joy, peace, and compassion for a more general category of animals, it's totally okay. What we are practicing here is learning at our own level how to saturate ourselves with love, joy, peace, and compassion, how to saturate ourselves with the most advanced, highest level of expanded energy, and then allow that overflow into the environment once we are fully saturated into that state. And there is much beauty in that. Because when we do it this way, we are never exhausted. We are never tired. Because we are serving ourselves, we are also serving others. We are also serving other living beings on earth, in this case, animal kingdom. And divine supports us because divine recognizes the value of serving throughout the universe and how important it is. So your own language, you can say, in whatever set of belief you have, God, Source, Higher Being, Collective Consciousness, whatever word vocabulary pleases you, opens your heart, that is perfectly fine. Request for healing energy for ourselves, for our limbic system, center of nervous system, cortex, temporal lobe, pleasure center, emotional body, liver, gallbladder, kidney, they're known for quality of blood, and also asking for love, joy, peace, and compassion, for healing energy for the animal kingdom. Or you can say for my pet. Or you can say for cat family or the family of reptiles or ducks, chicken, whatever particular family of animal kingdom or family from the animal kingdom resonate with you at this point of time, let it be. and your own language, in your own way, you can request for assistance from the Ascended Masters, from the Archangels. You can request for appropriate knowledge for every one of us from the Temple of Knowledge. So we learn how to use this technique and integrate it more and more into our daily activity so we stay most effective for ourselves, sufficient. Love and compassion from Tree of Life. Request for assistance from Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael, and Archangel Uriel during this energy transmission. Loving my pet at a bigger scale, the family that my pet comes from at a bigger scale, the animal kingdom, as we serve them with love, joy, peace, and compassion. Of course, always remember to serve ourselves first. Thank you. remember how we set our intention. Welcome every emotion. As those thoughts, as I can hold them, love them. As you are also asking for love for your pet, for the animal. Opportunity for you, for every one of us, to serve ourselves for as much as we want, as often as we want, with our love, being joyful to do it, being at peace. And do it truly from the bottom of our heart with most compassion. And as we do that, we also ask for healing energy for the animal kingdom. How could we even exist on earth if the animal kingdom didn't exist? Of course, one of them as well, we consider ourselves to be a more higher intelligence, but then let's at least serve ourselves the same way we love to serve them, and serve them the same way we love to serve ourselves, using our connection to the divine. You can always learn more about these by taking our self-healing classes and the distance healing classes that they start on Sunday, January 12th, 2014. And you can join us in those classes. We love you. Divine loves you. And it's time for you to love yourself. So we all become more and more expanded and become more saturated as we merge ourselves at a deeper state and a more intense state in love, joy, peace, and compassion. Love you all, and take care of yourself. Till the next podcast that we get to have some more time together and have some fun.